little faster. Runs another stop sign. Happy ever after. Once she lets her guard down, laughing at the stupid things I say. Moonlight underneath the window, reflecting in the teardrops falling on the pillow. And she asks me, have you ever been so happy that it makes you want to cry? Have you ever been so happy that it makes you want to cry? Listen up, there's something I should tell you. I was not always like this. I used to be so miserable with every boy who touched me or ever tried to fuck me. I used to be so frantic at home alone on weekends, television by myself, waiting for the phone, feeling ugly. Have you ever been so lonely that it makes you want to die? Have you ever been so lonely that it makes you want to die?
Hey everybody, hello, hello, hello.
What happened here? You should be here.
There you go, buddy.
Are we to move?
Welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
The microphone's in front of you, so it doesn't matter. You're going to be a little louder than me all night, because I am me.
And, why am I going to be louder?
Because we don't have anyone in there, because we don't have a little Tai-Tai.
Because he's ill.
Little Tai-Tai's ill, he's at home, and he may or may not call in. We have a couple lines open. You can call 1-800-LOUD-191. This is the one, the only, thank God, after disaster. I am Anderson Cowan. That is Mike Carano. Happy Friday, as I say. And we almost didn't do a show tonight, right? Full disclosure.
Almost.
Came close, but Mike Carano.
I insisted on it.
Insisted.
Because I've got something to get off my chest.
Cool. Can't wait. Does it have to do with plumbing?
Nope.
No. Have to do with Tyler?
Has to do with you.
Dr. Drew, you want to talk about Drew? You pissed at Drew?
Doctor you.
Doctor me. Very nervous. If I had a heart rate monitor, everyone could see it spiking right now. I'm not kidding either.
Here's the thing. I just need to get this off my chest.
Oh, God. I don't like this.
I'm being very serious about this.
I know. I don't like to be confronted, especially on a program.
Last week's show.
Oh, no.
I thought was the most horrible show we've ever done solely because of you interrupting and getting up and walking out. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of a story, bringing Rune in here to confront him about some bullshit.
No, that was in the beginning because I knew Rune had to leave.
Yeah, but you killed the momentum. Mm-hmm. And then the pinnacle of that was...
This is very ironic that you're calling me out about all these things.
I know, go ahead. But I do understand that. Mm-hmm. But what are you doing, Rune?
Oh. Speaking of which, you're killing your
own
momentum.
No, but I was thinking
about
this.
I'll take my lashings.
Like during the show, I was completely bent out of shape about it, and then I just forgot about it for a few hours. Mm-hmm. And then someone called me, my friend Greg, doesn't matter.
Oh!
Name, called me the next morning, and he goes, I tried to listen to the show. It was an abortion. And he goes, it was the most frustrating, aggravating thing I've ever listened to, you trying to get through the story, and their nonstop disinterest paying attention. And then he goes, and when Anderson spilled the story before you got to the end of it, he goes, I just turned it off.
I don't recall spilling it.
You did. I said, then I got out of the elevator and you went, your neighbor's apartment. Okay, I just want to get that off my chest.
Because I didn't know. I was guessing. You didn't tell me anything. I knew nothing before these mics opened up.
It wasn't even...
So just because you had your foreshadowing was too great and too overbearing.
Okay, so I just wanted to get that off my chest and I did.
Well, I apologize to your friend Greg, who is for sure not listening because we've offended him.
He didn't offend him.
Have him listen to that episode?
I didn't. He listened to it.
Mm-hmm. God damn it, Mike. Should I start coming in here with reports for that my friends give me? Because it will not be good for your ego, your performance on the program.
Hey, I'm not trying to start something.
Here's the thing. I appreciate your
seriously,
candor.
I love you. And
I feel like it could be better if we talked about some of the stuff maybe off air, but I get it. It's like, you know, full disclosure.
We don't have to have full disclosure. That's not the point.
We just did.
And it wasn't like one of those things where I was like, fuck this or anything. I was just very, very... Very edge. It was probably the most irritated I've ever been leaving this show.
Ironically, strangely, I should say, I felt bad about last week's show after I left because some people said that I was called a
gay
lout,
basher,
a lout, and a gay basher. Which, you know, I'm fine with if you're giving me that shit on the Film Vault. Speaking of which, new Film Vault up. It's a good one. We do a top five Oscar picks. Talk about the Oscars a little bit. Anyways,
pretty timely.
Well, they're coming this Sunday.
You watch the Oscars, right?
They're this Sunday. But I felt bad because I guess I was a little bit gruff. And, you know, I never know what my mood's going to be. And I don't know how I'm going to, you know, caffeine-wise, tired-wise. And I guess I came off as a bit of an obnoxious prick last week, which I don't like to do very often. However, in defense of me, getting up and going in that room, that's technical shit that I have to deal with to get the show going. Sorry, Greg, that we don't have someone who knows how to do that. That's why it's called the goddamn disaster, Greg. I hate this Greg person, by the way.
He's a good guy.
Oh, fuck that guy. Greg, you can fuck yourself.
Great. Now, now I have to make a choice between him and you.
And secondly, the fuckers on the message boards were egging me on to continue to interrupt you because they enjoyed it. Our listeners enjoyed you not being able to get through a story. And thirdly, Mike.
Who was egging you on? Because there was no one on the message board.
Your feelings that you're having.
Are sensitive?
No. They're a little sensitive. That's fine. I'm sure they're warranted. However, that's how I feel. I'd say 46% of the
for
time
real?
On the show. When I'm trying to get through, are you kidding me? When I'm trying to get through a story, you and Tyler, tag teaming.
Well, you taught me a lesson then.
That's part of the charm of the show is people have a hard time getting through stories.
One lesson is I'm never bringing a story in here.
One thing is Greg needs to go to his network fat cats who think that they know entertainment, and he needs to shove it. He doesn't have ADD, does he?
Hmm?
Does he have ADD?
No, he goes, how was the show? And I went, it was very aggravating. I go, I got interrupted over and over and over.
What? Do you understand the irony here that you are
and
Mr.
Then,
Interruption? You just interrupted me as I was calling you an interrupter.
Yeah. But that one last week seemed really intentional.
Now, I'm really in an awkward position here. Because
no, you're not.
No, I am.
Because
you don't know,
there's nothing. I got it off my chest.
Because I have to get up right now and go in there real quick.
I'm not in the big of my year-long pinnacle of a disastrous story.
I wanted to milk the story and have it dominate the episode and continue to go. I didn't want it to end. You see what I'm saying? Like Christmas, I'm always the last guy to open the present. I always have like one or two presents left.
That's kind of arrogant of you to say that.
My brothers and sisters. Why?
Like I'm the best one, so I'm the last guy to open the present to keep people hanging?
No, because I enjoy it so much and I wanted your story to unfold and evolve throughout the show.
Okay, we don't need to discuss it anymore.
I got to go in the other room, so...
I'm sorry. You don't have to be sorry. Seriously, you guys, you know we totally fucking interrupted me last week. Are you with me? you like how I'm being quiet now that because he's in the other room? It's hard to keep talking when you don't know if your co-host and friend can listen right now, can hear you. And if it wasn't for, let's see what happened. What got changed? You turned a bunch of knobs. Somehow something's changed. What'd you do, by the way? Was that phones?
Yeah, phones, because everyone on hold could not hear. You could tell because they're dropping off like flies. Big news. The wife is probably going to call in with the new roommate of mine, who is my sister.
Oh.
They plan on calling in. We'll see about that when that time happens.
Oh,
I can't
gosh.
Call them. They have to call us.
Can you be honest about that situation, or you just want to act like everything's cool?
What situation? The situation with
my
sister?
Yeah, like you guys don't have the house to yourself now.
And how aggravating and upsetting it is?
That's what I meant.
No.
I wasn't trying to corner you on that one. I just thought.
No, it's not a problem at all. Ashley, if you're listening, I'm very happy to have you. In fact, Jillian and I just the other day were saying if we had to pick one person in the world to live in that room, it'd be Ashley.
Which room is she in, by the way? Your office?
We'd pick a dead person, actually, if we could pick anyone. So then
dead person frozen,
noise.
Like carbonite. Yeah. Is that even a real thing?
No, just in Star Wars. Anything else to talk about other than you and Greg attacking me?
I think the attack was warranted.
Okay.
I haven't listened back to the show, but I remember how irritated I was being here.
You know what? I couldn't really read you. I thought I could read you pretty good, but I thought you were kind of
putting
on... It
was the most irritated I've ever been in this show.
I thought you were kind of putting on a show.
But the good news is...
A little bit.
Like, it never once crossed my mind, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Mm.
Hey, something just changed in my voice.
I don't know what you're talking about. So, a couple things to talk about tonight. First of all, huge news. For next week's episode, I'm going with the wife tomorrow up in the mountains where there's snow. You know what that means?
Chains.
Tire chain story part two. Promise next week. Spent the last 2 hours of my life on YouTube reviewing. So I'm prepared.
Why don't you just go to Amazon?
There's a YouTube video. What do you mean?
Amazon. To review tire chains?
To see videos of people putting them on.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the most hits is a girl wearing a bikini.
Of course.
And snowshoes. Yeah, ridiculous.
Snowshoes?
I didn't learn anything because she did it wrong.
Hey, doesn't it seem like it would just be easier to bring a couple extra tires with chains already on them?
And just install those babies?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay, a couple other things. Finally sent out my thank yous for the wedding. Thanks, everybody. However, if you're on this list, Veronica Rodriguez, a guy named Nick, a guy named K2, and Lee Ann Hollinger. I send me an email, andersoncowan.com, because you guys gave me something. I have no information on you. Good night, Rune. Sorry that you ruined last week's show. Mike's very upset with you.
Sorry you got dragged into Anderson ruining last week's show.
Yeah. Sorry that you caused me to ruin the last week's show.
There's no hard feelings, right? Because I brought
no,
that
no,
up.
No. I appreciate you being honest. What you should never do, and this is kind of what the ladies tend to do, Mike, is be upset and just, you know, hold it.
I held it till tonight.
Deep in your bosom. Is that why you were so short with me on the phone today?
No.
You were very short with me.
Somebody was hanging out with me.
Okay.
I got a couple things.
Okay, good. Let's get to it.
Couple of plumbing problems in my place, but the one that I'm most concerned about is my smoke alarm went off over and over and over, so I called the gas company to come and check it out, and they said it's fine, and then it went off like three more times in the cold, so I took it down and took the battery out last night. Now, I wonder what kind of risk that puts me at.
To do what? I'm sorry. I took
the smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector, off the ceiling and took the battery out and took it off completely.
Okay, just hope that your neighbors have theirs up and it's loud and the fire doesn't start in your room.
Good.
Yeah, I think those things are a little overrated.
No, this one went off three times at like 30-minute intervals.
Things I learned on the After Disaster. Smoke detectors, overrated.
Overrated.
They cost $5 a piece. Their batteries last years and years and years. They're easy to install. You don't even notice them when they're in there. Overrated, says Anderson. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Greg? Greg's taking down his fire alarms and fire smoke detectors right now. Yeah, I would just... Here's the thing about living in an apartment. Anything that goes wrong in there, you just call the guy that's in charge, and he takes care of it.
Well, the first time I called him, because I turned on the sink, and it flowed into the bathtub, and he's like, what'd you do? I was like, I've taken one shower here so far, mm-hmm. and it didn't drain very well, and now this happened. Well, what'd you put down the drain?
Water. You want to do a little phonage here?
Yeah, let me just throw out the topics I'd like to talk about at some point. I don't really care. The big thing that's happened right now is I bought a juicer.
I thought you bought two.
I did, actually. Mm-hmm. Tara and I both got juicers, and we've been going hog wild juicing.
Mm-hmm.
She's juicing in Orange County. I'm juicing in Los Angeles. And that's all we talk about is juicing now.
Who's juicing with you?
Tara.
Who's that?
Friend.
Oh, okay.
So here's the thing that happened this morning. Is I'm walking home from breakfast, and I see this thing called the Big Green Van. And it's got all this, like, writing on it. Like, Big Green Van traveling from Virginia to California, road trip.
Right.
And then it says, follow us, biggreenvan.com, you know, at big underscore.
And if you're anything like me, you look at that and you think, what a waste of type. Who the hell would ever follow that or even look into that?
Okay, so I thought, I'm going to follow them to make fun of them. And then I looked at some of their tweets. I'm like, they're probably nice guys going on a road trip, and they're all excited about things. Hmm. And then I realized, what the fuck am I doing? I'm not following these guys, so I'm going to delete them right now. But I'd like some of the listeners to go follow them, so it makes up, so it buries my deleting following them, so they don't recognize it. Because they've driven.
How many people follow them?
100. Ooh. And they've driven across the country, and they only got 100.
That's kind of sad. See? So my thought would be accurate. Like, who the hell, whatever.
But I'm such a
99 of their friends and family members.
I'm such a puss. Apparently. I want people to follow them so that I'm down the list and then I can delete.
Quick question for you. There Will Be Blood. Great movie. We both love it. What era does it take place in? What years?
Okay. I would have said 1800s.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go 1930.
What? Why would you do that?
1935.
Why would you say that? No.
Because of the car?
Early 1900s. Car doesn't show up till late in the movie. I said that a lot of it takes place in the 1800s, so it was on my list last week for the film. Just woke up to remind you to upload the MP3 to... Okay. Thanks, Tyler. Tyler's interrupting the show from
just
afar.
Just woke up.
From afar. Yeah, he's such a pabby. He works with Jay Leno during the day, and he gets the sniffles, and he doesn't sleep, and he just can't do the program. Yeah.
The early show sounds all right, though.
Yeah, we're going to start doing it at my buddy's house. A lot of things I need to talk to you about off air. Are you available on the phone on the way home?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some
stuff. Oh, we're both available on the phone because the freeway's friggin' closed.
Oh, is it?
God, here, I'm like, oh, I got 45 minutes, plenty of time. All the exits are closed.
Okay.
Going the other way, stopped.
Were you bullied as a kid? I want to talk about bullying a little bit. We tried to talk about it on this program, but Tyler, I think, was so badly bullied by Satanists growing up, a little Christian Tyler.
He turned
Papp,
Christian.
That he always derails his conversation. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, he doesn't look like the kind of guy that would be bullied, but I don't think I was bullied. I think a couple times, like everybody, you know.
I was on both sides. I've been bullied hard and probably a 10-to-1 ratio. And I have bullied a few people. And just the other day, I was hearing one of these horrible anti-bullying campaign things that they got now, which I think is probably counterproductive. I don't know. I'm not of age to know. But I have a feeling that it's not doing a whole lot of good.
I got a feeling it's not doing any good.
However, my little nephew and a few of the kids that I've talked to, younger kids, I ask them about, like, you know, if there's bullies and stuff, and I hear a lot of no's, which is weird. I hear a lot of, like, no, we don't really have bullies at our school. We don't have kids that are mean. Those kids are kind of like the outcast, and no, everyone makes fun of them.
But I think that's also depending on where you live, because I got a feeling schools where kids are angry, like inner city schools
and
stuff.
You know, I'm asking too many white kids?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Go to Beverly Hills High and go, how many people are bullied here? And they're like, well, he made fun of me for having an old BMW.
My high school was so white that it was actually reverse racism. There was like 4 or 5 black kids in that school, and they were like worshipped for being black. Like, kids were in
awe. Was it out of guilt, though? Or was
it out of guilt. It was when they're around, and a lot of times when they weren't around, some of these horrible kids that I went to school with were racist and stuff. But if they were within reach, they were salivating. All the white kids were just salivating about how great these black kids were and how cool they were. Yeah.
Do you
and they
have
dated
a thing?
Like the cream of the crop.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Cream? Like cream? Mm-hmm.
Cream. Whiteies.
I wonder, I'm sure you have this, I have it. I think most white people have it, but you really want black people to like you.
Yeah, I'm very, very upset. We've talked about it numerous times on the show that I don't have any black friends and it upsets me. Good black friends. I mean, I have acquaintances, but I don't have any like...
Yeah.
There's like 3 people on my phone right now that are black that I could call up and be like, hey, it's Anderson. Let's talk.
That's a lot.
There's like 400 numbers in that guy.
Yeah, but how many of those people you really want to hang out with? There's like a dozen, right?
Yeah, the black people? All 3 of them.
No, but I mean of anybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's true.
Because like if I look at my phone, there's probably only, like realistically, I'm comfortable with you. I'm comfortable with a couple of comic friends, and I'm comfortable with 2 other friends. There's not a lot. There's like 6 people or 7 people.
How do people already know that we're going to start doing it at my buddy's house, the show?
I don't know.
People on the message board
talking
about
it. I didn't post
it. I didn't talk about it.
I didn't either.
What in God's name?
How do they know that?
Do one of us have a bug implanted in our head by the listeners?
That's weird. It is. I wonder if
maybe Ty.
Maybe.
Anyways, back to bullying. It occurred to me that I would say for like every 10 kids that bullied me, I bullied one kid. I remember like the three kids that I bullied, and that bothers me more than the kids that actually bullied me. Like, my bullying is more painful to me today.
Absolutely.
Than the kids that actually made fun of me and kicked my ass, and were mostly black kids too, ironically. But it's the kids. It's this little girl named Lydia who I used to make fun of and say things. Obviously, I wasn't physical, but I'd just say she was Egyptian, and I used to always sing that "Walk Like an Egyptian" song. And like, I'd walk home, and I'd be behind her, and I'd just torment her, and just
so,
you know,
horrible.
It was just, I was teasing her, yeah. Like she was my little sister. But she obviously, and a couple times she would like cry and didn't bother me like it should have probably. And I think about that, and I have huge guilt about that still.
I'm with you.
And I never think about the kids that I rarely think about how I got bullied. Like, I used to get bullied bad. Like, I remember I was walking home with my little brother once, and I bought him a little ring. I've told that story, but I bought him some candy, and the kid, the bully kid, grabbed the candy out of my brother's hand. Candy I gave him, and he wiped his own ass with it and then threw it back at my brother and me. Horrible child. His name was Oliver.
You should find that fucker.
Yeah. He was in my house once, too. I forget why, but I just remember my dad saying, "Who the hell do you think you are?" And the kid's like, "Oliver."
You know what? It is, now that you're refreshing my memory as to how bad bullying was, it's fucking horrible. It's absolutely horrible and totally unacceptable. But I'm with you, though. Anything I've ever done that was slightly mean to somebody, mm-hmm. at their expense, to this day, I still go, I wish I could go back and take that back.
Yeah. I feel awful about being awful to people. However, I still do it on a regular basis.
Yeah, but as adults, it's fun. Hey, the whole thing, that whole bullying campaign, the reason I thought it was so stupid, because I think most of the people were just jumping on the bandwagon, like, yeah, no bullying, let's do a campaign, which is so hypocritical because mm-hmm. people worship mafia movies, and that's just bullying.
It's true. It's extensive bullying.
Yeah, they love.
And you know what? MMA has never been bigger, like mixed martial arts mm-hmm. and the fighting and the brutality that is mankind.
They would tell
it's
you
a
that
weird time.
They're MMA is the best thing for bullying because you would teach your kids to fight back.
You think people have ever been this divided? They just did that study, and apparently people are getting dumber and dumber. They thought that they created this system to track the human intelligence level on its upward shift, and it turns out that people are dumber now than ever before. They're saying that people like 2,000-3,000 years ago were smarter than we are today.
It has to be that
Idiocracy
way.
Idiocracy is coming true.
It has to be. Like, look, even look, go back Greek culture. They read, they studied, they studied philosophy. They
banged 10-year-old boys.
Yeah, but still, that's for
kids. Is that
what
made them smart?
You gotta let off some steam.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What you're saying? Earlier, a moment ago, I was trying to read and listen, and you were talking about who you're comfortable with. I'm worried that I upset Greg by not listening or letting you go down further that path. You should have gone down further. A little bit. I think maybe I cut you off.
I don't think he's going to listen.
I know Greg is listening, and I picture him shaking his head and moving towards his device. It's playing this right now, and I don't want to give him an excuse to push
stop. He's definitely not listening right now.
Okay. So Greg Proops.
But I think he was right.
Okay.
I think he was completely correct in
All
his
right.
assessment of the show.
Mm-hmm. That it's just a terrible show.
Last week was.
Okay. I can't wait to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it.
I haven't listened to it, and I don't want to listen to it because I'm afraid it's going to make me upset again.
I had a hard time last week thinking that you were really that upset because you were so like cartoonish upset that I thought that you were putting on a bit of an act.
No, I was seriously upset.
Because you weren't that upset in there before the show.
Here's
the
way.
Came in here, the mics go on, and you started getting really upset.
But I wasn't upset tonight. I was just getting it off my chest.
Not tonight, last night. I mean last week.
Yeah. I honestly, this is how it happened. I was so pissed during the show that I just wrote it out, and then... And then I was over it for like an hour or 2 hours.
Did you want the show to be like really serious, like I'm all traumatized right now? Or did you want it to be...
No, I definitely didn't want that.
Because I was enjoying your story.
Hold on, I gotta adjust. We're not on camera, are we?
I think we might be. Rune was last seen with the...
adjusted my penis.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to hear that. It's really creepy when it's just you and me in here. There's nobody else around. I don't like it.
No, I don't want this to be uncomfortable, but I had to say something. Otherwise, I would just...
You know what? I'm cool with you. I don't like,
like a
faceless
puss.
Greg out there. Is he a comic?
Do you want me to? He's a writer.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to Skype him in?
No. No, I don't want him to have a voice. Mm-mm. Don't like that idea at all. Yeah, it's difficult. You don't know what kind of chemistry there's going to be week to week, show to show. All right, so not every time. You know, it's not. We're not always going to be Andy Richter and Conan. I'm Conan, by the way. It's not always going to happen
really?
That way.
Hey, you know what I listened to that I think you would find interesting?
Apparently, I'm sorry, Greg, I have to put him on pause for a second. apparently, I mentioned on this here tonight's show that we're going to start doing it at my buddy's house and your buddy's house mm-hmm. before. I said that on the show. That's how people on the message boards know. I don't recall.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Anyways.
Because tonight was the first time when you presented that that I went, eh.
Yeah, well, he's got a full recording board and everything. We can do it over there.
The,
I can take children's aspirin because he's got a kid.
Oh, you know what? I'd like to take some children's aspirin,
we
too.
We can totally take children's aspirin. The kid can be in the background. I hung out with the kid all day.
She can learn about podcasting.
So, what were you going to say? What am I going
to
like?
I listened to Greg, as a matter of fact, sent me a bunch of vintage.
Here's what a good podcast sounds like.
He sends me stuff. He sends me stuff all the time, including like many, many free passes for movies, like readmits. But he also sends me like obscure comedy stuff that he has, and it's some of it's fantastic, like all these stand-up sets from Woody Allen and a bunch of people like that. But there's a great interview with Johnny Carson from the 60s, and it's all about comedy, and it's interesting to hear how Carson breaks it down back then, and it's pretty relevant, and it's pretty cool. I'll burn your copy.
Does he mention the 62 degrees in the studio?
This is Tonight Show in New York. Oh. And the guy interviewing him was interviewing him for a book about comedy. But he wasn't shy about bad-mouthing people.
Oh, I like that.
But he doesn't mention the names, but he would go like, you know who we're talking about.
I heard some terrible things about some big, big-name actors today.
Yeah?
Yeah. One of them, his initials are VV.
VV.
Yeah. He's tall.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He was in a movie
Vinny
with
Vincent,
John Favreau.
The guitar player for Kiss.
Wrong.
Victor Vugo, the writer of Les Miserables and Hunchback.
Oh, saw that little movie.
You didn't like it at all.
What makes you like that thing so much?
It's not that
Is
movie.
Is it the story?
It's not the
Is
movie.
It the
it's the stage show, and it's the songs. And that movie didn't portray it properly.
That movie. Jesus Christ.
Here, you know what?
Poor Anderson. Here's what Anderson had to do. Moulin Rouge. I don't like it when I talk about myself in the third person, but we should do that every fourth show.
We should do it for stuff we're embarrassed about.
Yeah. Anderson had to watch. Well, actually, this isn't an embarrassment. This is just poor Anderson. He had to watch Moulin Rouge, and then it timed out so that once he was done with actually, he had 30 minutes left of Moulin Rouge. He just couldn't take anymore. He had to run off to go see Les Mis, come back, and finish Moulin Rouge. So it was a Les Mis sandwich.
You hated that day.
It was a Le Rouge sandwich. It was awful.
Which one did you like better?
Mis.
Yeah.
Because Moulin Rouge, which I had been actively avoiding until a few days ago, it was like an intense sensory overload of obnoxious, Absolutely. Horrific images.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. But no, it gave me the creeps, but I thought they did a good job at it.
That's so bright. Like, it made me feel like actively like uncomfortable. Not because of anything gay or homosexual. I mean, I've not like Velvet Goldmine is one of my favorite movies. I love that movie, and it goes really into the homoerotic stuff, and that doesn't bother me at all. I absolutely and totally love Hedwig and the Angry Inch. But this one, it's the images and the movement of the images and the bad slow-mo. All right, well, I talked about that.
You know what's funny about that is I'm trying not to say this is gay and that's gay.
I got a huge scathing email from a listener about how I'm a horrible person for using that word.
Well,
my mom and I's favorite thing. I can't help it. Gay? This is how my mom and I, everything is gay with my mom and I.
Well, here's the thing is I stopped saying it like months ago because of that other incident.
I stopped saying the F word. How far do I got to go?
I'm trying
peeps?
To. So
I'm not running for office.
We're probably 3 minutes into Les Mis, and I went, this is the gayest movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, no, you should watch Moulin Rouge.
I own it.
I know. Well, you should watch that right before. It'll make Les Mis a lot less.
Now, you're not familiar with Les Mis at all.
Don't let me forget about Mama, because I promised
right
on the
now,
film vault.
But did Anne Hathaway...
She's good.
Did you
she's
even
like
have...
gone after 40 minutes, or after 30 minutes. Yeah. I did it all in the film ball, but I was thinking, hey, it's not going to be that bad after the first 20 minutes. And then about 10 minutes later, I'm like, holy shit, it's pretty bad. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, 2 hours, two more hours. And it never got better.
You have to like it.
I have to like it. I didn't care about anything.
No, you have to like this. Like
I
if you
didn't have Master of the House in my head all day. Master of the House. Da, 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 da. Look, okay.
You have a good memory then.
No, it just crept in there. Like I woke up and there it was. But I don't have any of the lyrics. Any other lyrics? Okay, on the film boat, Brian pulled an Anderson. This week's we'll call interrupting an Anderson. I'm sure next week it'll be back to a Corona, but this week I'll take it.
Maybe
you're the ultimate interrupter. But
I didn't know it aggravated you so much, though.
It doesn't. I'm a man, and I don't have a guy named Greg telling me that it should.
Well, I'm going to give him your number.
No, please don't do that. Okay. So I was trying to tell the story because I was flick-fessing as we do on the film vault, and Mama was one of the movies I went and saw.
for still unknown reasons to myself.
Looks horrifying.
I wanted to go. It's PG-13. Don't worry about it. It's Guillermo del Toro. He produced it. I like what he does. He saw the short, apparently, that this guy made. I think it's him and his wife, a guy and his wife, or a guy and his sister made this movie. Anyways, it's a cliched, ridiculous horror film. PG-13, so it's not too bad. Jessica Chastain's in it, who I like very much. She's not that great in it, and I can't even remember the lead actor's name. Anyways, long story short, I was going to actually, I got that far into the film vault, and then I was going to tell what else happened. The main part, the best part of me seeing Mama was what happened in the theater, but Brian just kept doing his yes and thing, and I just wasn't having it, and I was on edge. So I screamed at him, and then I said, I promise I'll pay it off on the after disaster. And here we sit. I wanted to go to that theater, the big multiplex in downtown LA at LA Live for a long time. It's a local theater. Downtown, if you're not from LA, we've never really had a center to downtown. I go to other cities, and it's like, holy shit, there's culture, there's stores, there's stuff downtown. There's a heart to these cities. Pittsburgh is one of the greatest cities I've ever been to. Like, you see the same people day after day if you're in Pittsburgh. Like, hey, it's like a small town, but it's a big city.
Yeah.
LA has just got, like, 5 o'clock on a weekday, clears out. Everyone's just fucking gone out of there.
Oh, downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about downtown.
I don't think that new structure has anything to do with culture, though.
No, it doesn't. It will 100 years from now, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But the point is like LA's kind of added some elements to it, and they're trying to have a heart, and they're trying to have a center, and they've cleaned it up, and it's a lot safer. And they've added a big movie theater, and it's been there for a few years, maybe mm-hmm. 3-4 years. Finally had a chance to go and see a movie in there. Not impressed with the theater. It lacks any kind of character or charm. Giant walls with nothing, not a picture on them.
Mm.
Just white walls. It's weird. It's just sterile. But it was in the middle of a weekday because I was training on this other job, long story. But I walk into the theater. It's Mama. It's already been running for a while. No one really seems to like Mama. And theater's empty, but for a couple. There's two people, and they're sitting in the middle top, right? And I think, how's this going to go? I think it's going to be fine. But they're in front of me in line buying their tickets, and they're talking quite a bit, having a good old time. Seemed like they were on a date, and they were dressed up, which is odd. Because it was like in the middle of a Wednesday, like at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. It's like, why are they on a date on a Wednesday? But maybe they work odd hours, you know? Maybe they got off at like 1 and they worked all night. Anyway, dressed up nice. They're in this goddamn movie. It's a horror film. They're African American.
All right. What's next? What are we talking about next?
And I think, you know, I've been in theaters. I saw a horror movie in a predominantly black neighborhood in a black theater, and it was hilarious. And it was actually added to the movie, and it was fun.
It's funny when more than one person is doing it.
It happened in this movie theater about halfway through. Thank God I didn't like the movie, so it didn't bother me. I didn't care.
Oh, it really didn't bother you?
Didn't bother me because the movie was, like, you know, that ridiculous. Yeah. It was just a ridiculous movie. There's some decent effects that every now and I would get chills. It would probably scare the shit out of you.
Yeah,
every time I got chills, chills were, like, washing over my body, and then I would just feel horribly ashamed that I let it affect me like that. But so the floating ghost woman, the CGI, I mean, it got me a little bit. They start screaming, and I am a little bit annoyed, but I feel like I'm not getting my money's worth, and they are. I start screaming with them. I'm sitting like 10 rows in front of them by myself. I wanted to take a picture of them, but I'm like, that's kind of creepy. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So like when they're telling me, don't open that closet. I'm like, yeah, don't open that closet. Not quite that loud, but it was fun. And then they were laughing, and I was laughing at things they were saying. And it was like this experience. It was pretty nice.
I want to do it now. I want to do that. I swear to God. I want to go to a movie theater where we're all, and obviously it's not going to be Rocky Horror. I want to go to a scary movie where we subtly yell out. Like, not try to top each other, but just do that. Like, oh, shit.
It's always the same thing, too. Like, do not go in. Dumb bitch, why would you go in there? I'm like, why would you?
Yes.
I was, like, piling on. And I knew that could go either way. I thought that they were either going to get quiet or tell me to shut the fuck up. But the guy, you know, it was a guy and a girl. They were on a date. And they liked it. They thought it was funny that I was, like, adding to their comments.
Mm-hmm. That you know that stereotype that black people do that in movie theaters, talk back to the screen? Mm-hmm. I know it's a stereotype. I know it's not. I understand there's like a small group, just like there's a small group of, well, everyone does the same fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. There's always someone to ruin the party. But I wonder if that is like the going to church, you know, and he's like, hallelujah, hallelujah, where you just, you're allowed to voice your, you know, for your voice to be heard.
We have to go to one of those.
Yeah. And then we'll go to your barber afterwards and tell them that we just went.
Jillian wants to go to one of those spiritual revival singing churches down south.
I almost did it.
Almost
did it. I was in San Diego in 1984 with my girlfriend, and I said, you want to go to church?
How do you know it was 84? The Olympics in town. The Olympics.
85. It was the year after I graduated.
It was the Back to the Future year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I go, do you want to go to church? And she goes, why not? And I started calling. I swear this is true. I swear. I go, I want to go to a church that where they're singing and everyone's up out of their seats and they're having a great time. And I started calling around, and some what is the religion? It's an offshoot of Christianity or something.
Seventh-day Adventist.
That's what I thought, but I think it was like a Baptist
Jehovah's
church or something.
Witness. Methodist. All these are completely
Satanists.
Foreign to me. I have no idea
it
what
it was. A Baptist
are.
Church where, well, here's the thing.
You should have your buddy listen, Greg. You should say, you know what? There is a worse program out there, and have him listen to Downtown Debacle.
I couldn't even subject a good
send
friend to that. I could not even ask a friend to watch that, especially him. I'm going to take a guy who's used to being around the highest quality of shows and comedy.
What is the highest quality of show and comedy? I want to know. I'm curious.
He's got 3 Emmys.
Oh, it's that guy. Oh, I know this guy. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. If you have 3 Emmys, yeah. You know what comedy is. Mm-hmm.
He does.
Everyone that was Emmy Awards, hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you.
Mm-hmm. Greg. Can we have him on the show?
I'll ask him.
Yeah. And then we can bandy the show about and say, hey, we actually had an Emmy Award winner on, as well as Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Who else? Jim Jeffries?
Jim Jeffries has been on twice. Andy Dick has been on. John Henson. Dr. Drew has been on. Mike Catherwood, who's no longer allowed on. He's banned.
He's been on. Hey, so let's go back. So I call.
Bobcat Goldthwait's been on. Yeah.
We're thinking about going to church. I call a church in San Diego.
Mm.
And it's about 11:15.
At night or in the morning?
On Sunday.
Okay.
Because I thought it would be like 1 or 2. And she answers the phone, and in the background is the whole choir going nuts. It was stereotypical, right out of a movie, exactly what I wanted to go to. Exactly. Like, you could hear the singing, like in the back, you know, like,
right,
hallelujah
right.
to the Lord. And it was just like, I was like, this is it. Unless that was a recording they have in like an office or something.
No, they don't. But you didn't look in? You didn't get visual confirmation?
No, I called.
Oh, you just called. That's right.
Yeah, and because I thought the service would be at noon or 1 or something, and it was at 11. And it was just this crazy, beautiful music coming out. And I was like, wow. And then, of course, I just forgot about it and never went. So we can go to church. We can just dig it. We can go get haircuts at your guy. And then we can catch a horror movie.
I'm in.
And I don't want to be racist now.
Mm-hmm.
But then we can go get some food.
Where are we going to get the food?
I don't know. I was thinking about Roscoe's.
I was hoping you were going to say you wanted some waffles. And I'm like, I'll probably
Roscoe's,
feel like some,
chicken and waffles.
Feel like some chicken. All right, let's crank out a couple calls, and then I got to go because I got some snow tire chains to get.
When are you leaving?
Like, earlier the better.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Let the show
Hello.
Fail. And I can't make you any quieter either, so we're just going to suffer through this.
My B, bro.
Hey, man, could you talk quieter for me? Yeah, listeners, please just...
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to bring it down about like half volume.
This is like an old-fashioned recording session where they just have that one microphone, and when you're going to do your solo, you step in.
Right. In your session.
Talk like this, bro?
Yeah, it's better, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like really not sure what you want me to do, man.
Okay, hang up
you're,
on him.
You're talking properly. Now, what? Go right ahead.
Dude, Mike, I think I ran in.
I think I ran into you once. I'm sorry, Greg, but this needs to be taken care of. Will you please bring it down a little? Don't talk so loud.
Sorry.
Cool.
Mike,
he ran into you.
Oh, yeah?
I think I ran into you once.
Like, in your car?
Yeah.
Where was it?
In Tucson.
Really?
Yeah.
Where
was it? Like on 4th Avenue or something.
Wait a second. Why? What was I doing?
I don't know, but that laugh just kind of killed it for me. I got really scared.
I don't know
scared.
If I've ever been on 4th Avenue, but I think I have.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, fellas, what's up?
Hi.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go turn it down.
Where'd you run into me?
Where did you see Mike?
Nowhere.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Pretty good. Where'd you run into me?
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
What's going down?
Hey, what's up? Hello, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Good, are you?
Oh, good, good. And you're on the program. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, 6 for 6, all of them guys, and they all answered. That's a record.
That's not bad. Hey, so
my wife is a lying bitch.
Why?
Because she promised me. She said she was on one of these lines.
I wish you wouldn't have said that.
I wish I didn't say that either. God damn it, why'd I say that?
Let's just not upload this show.
Honey, I love you. I love you very much. But
okay, two things real fast.
You're on the phone.
That serve no purpose, and that, and we're not going to go anywhere with them. But the important one I'll save for a second. First of all, I went to lunch or breakfast this morning. I walked into this diner that is empty all the time. Every booth was taken. Incredibly beautiful young girls. Every booth. So it must have been some sort of beauty pageant thing.
Did you look, find a mirror and thought you were dead for a second?
I walked in.
You had gone to heaven?
I walked in and...
start thinking of the storyline of Sixth Sense?
Here's what made it uncomfortable is this diner is called Twain's, and it's on Ventura and Coldwater Canyon.
Oh, we used to go there. I used to take Jillian on dates.
So
there.
It's a ghost town.
I like that place.
Yeah, I do too. It's
like
a ghost
stuck
town.
In the 70s.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a ghost town.
Uh-huh.
So I go in, I sit at the bar, and then I realize I've never seen this many people in here. There's one waitress, and no one else is going to help
her. Does she look all old and gross?
No, she's an attractive woman, probably in her 40s.
Ugh.
She's very attractive. She's got a German accent.
Okay. That makes it a little better.
So she probably uses like baby, like cream from squishing babies in a meat grinder to
moisturize
her skin.
I don't know if that's how it works, but okay.
I don't know if it's cream. But so two things. First of all, I was just taken by the fact that every single booth was taken. And then I noticed, wow, those girls look like models. And then the next booth, I'm like, holy shit. And I look behind me, and they're all from different lands. Like, one table speaking French. People behind me were speaking proper English from England. So it was interesting. But
did it occur to you right then and there that you would like to be a host of Miss America?
No.
Here's what.
Here's the uncomfortable part is.
There's one guy.
Yes. There was two dudes and a chick that weren't part of their group at the bar near me.
Okay.
Now, they had been sitting there. Longer than I've been sitting there because I walked in. I was the last one in, first one served. And it made me so uncomfortable eating. So uncomfortable.
Why?
They hadn't even taken anyone's order yet. And I walked in. She goes, do you know what you want? I went, oatmeal and a coffee. Done. Brought me my oatmeal. I'm eating my oatmeal before the three that had been sitting there even got menus.
Why is that?
I don't know. But it was kind of awesome, but kind of really uncomfortable. The other thing is, do you guys have a juicer?
Oh, my God. With the juicer.
I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with it.
I have a magic bullet.
I have a magic... Oh, let me tell you my magic bullet story.
Oh, good.
So I'm obsessed with the juicer. Mm-hmm. And I've been going to Whole Foods and buying tons of
kale. Do you put the rinds in there? Everything?
It all comes out.
Sorry to interrupt, Greg. I had wanted to ask.
It all comes out. And the juice is great. And I watched a documentary on it, which is why I became obsessed with it. And
what was the documentary?
It was called Hungry for Change.
Hungry
for Change. Get off the Wabbit diet and get back on the juice.
Okay, so are you juicing right now?
Every day.
Were you juicing last Thursday?
As a matter of fact, I was.
Was that like one of the first days?
No, we bought the juice. What day was Valentine's Day?
It was 14th. Thursday. I think it was a Thursday.
That's when we bought the juicers.
And is that when you started?
Yeah. No, 15th.
You started on the 15th.
Done it every day since.
Okay.
But real quick, I was looking into...
You were really nervous about starting the juice fast, and that's why you were lashing
out.
It's
not a fast.
So angry.
It's not a fast.
That's why you were so angry with me.
It's addition.
Week.
You get tons of vitamins and everything you need.
Right.
But it's delicious, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But so I was looking into...
Do you eat solid food as well?
Yeah. I didn't for a day and a half, and I felt sick.
Yeah. That was when you were mad at me, probably.
I was so over it. But I wanted to know, because you don't get any fiber when you juice. It all goes out. So you're just getting all the vitamins, and I don't know if that's good because I think you probably need some fiber. So I looked into buying a blender in addition to the juicer, and of course I want that blender that's $500. That
of course, because you're Mike Carano, yeah.
And
have
I looked
the
into
best.
It, and I went to buy one today, and I couldn't pull the trigger. I found it for $469.
Why did you buy two again?
She got one too.
Okay,
but the point of all this is, I figured, you know what? Let me see if I can blend some vegetables up if I like it. So I pulled out my magic bullet. It was a gift from Miranda. I've never used it.
Mm-hmm.
Always felt guilty about that for the last 3 years.
Mm.
Filled it with some vegetables. Put it down. Everything fell apart. The blades, everything. just flew off.
Can we do an anti-ad for Magic Bullet right now? Is that what we're doing?
I think it's because I just let it sit there for three years.
Yeah, letting
or four
things
years.
Sit there, especially metal, it just starts falling up. No, that's not why.
It all came off. Like, and it's just the rubber blades, the rubber gear things. Everything.
I have a Magic Bullet knockoff, and I've been using it for close to a year now, like about 4 or 5 times a week. Love it. Okay, what are we doing? I have smoothies every morning, and I feel good for about half an hour.
Okay, I want... I, I really think, I know you probably don't want to do this, but I think if you invest in one of those
Vegematics. No, I'm not.
Okay, it lasts a lifetime. The motor is like 15 times more powerful. Mm. It can break anything
down.
How
do you know it lasts a lifetime? You've had it for a week.
I was looking at reviews. No, I'm talking about the Vegematic.
The one that you want. My mom has one where you put everything in. You fucking put the branches in.
It was $500, right?
And like the rind, and you don't peel oranges.
Wait, are you talking about a juicer or a blender?
I'm talking about a wood chipper, apparently, because she says that. My mom's kind of a little crazy. She's a nurse, and she believes all like this, the B side of things, mm-hmm. like alternative medicine. And like my mom's type, if medicine came like in record form, she would only listen to the B side. She would never listen to the actual medicine.
The juicer, everything goes out.
And she believes the latest is we're made to eat the entire. Like if you have a watermelon, you eat the rind and everything. We're not just supposed to eat the fleshy inside part.
Disagree with her on that one.
And I'm like, I don't know if that's true.
One part tastes repulsive. Mm-hmm.
I had cookie butter for the first time today. That'll ruin your life.
I don't even know what it is.
It's something they sell that's it's like peanut butter, but instead of using peanuts and butter, they take actual cookies and butter and swirl them into a paste, and it tastes just like what it sounds like.
I bet it's worse for you than ice cream.
And apparently people just sit there and eat it with spoons. Yeah.
People like you guys?
Like I had a taste of it today, and I'm like, who's you guys? What are you talking
about? You and your wife are sitting there eating it?
Negative. She's a lying witch. That's what I said. You heard me say witch, right?
I thought so.
It sounded like I said bitch, but didn't say that.
All right.
See how it would sound like that.
This was fun, seriously. This was nice.
I'm sorry you had to come in bad traffic.
That's not your fault.
And I'm sorry, and I'm glad that you confronted me on air.
Okay.
Next week, I have nothing to confront you with. I can't wait till I do.
I'll do something.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. That just scared the shit out of me because I thought it was something sticky on your ass that was
really
lifting the chair up.
Get out of the chair when you put your leg through there. Okay. And this is the first time I've ever done any show, Film Vault, this show, in one of these uncomfortable chairs, and I made it through. I'm very proud of myself. Usually I allow myself to get a comfortable chair, and I think that the show's going to suffer if I sit in a bad chair.
It didn't, though.
It might have.
Maybe.
We'll ask Greg later. I'm going to go in there and play the song.
All right.
I hope this was a little bit better, Greg. I tried.
It sounds like you're taunting him, which I don't appreciate.
Oh, no, you can talk to me about this next week.
I'm serious.
I need to talk to you about something. I don't appreciate that.
No, he's got a great sense of humor, but it sounds like you're being, like you're deliberately taunting him.
Oh, I am.
And then I have to answer to that.
I thought he wasn't listening.
I don't think he is. Why would he listen after last week's abortion of a show? I'm being quiet, you guys, because... Wow, it's 10 till 1. This is the shortest show we may have ever done. Holy smokes. It's kind of nice, isn't it?
I like it quite a bit. It's the new... This should be the new way.
Hey, why don't we keep the show under an hour?
Hey, let's just do like... let's do like quick 15-minute episode. I'm so tired of Drew calling podcasting pods. I'm going to shoot myself.
Dude, that's what I do.
He's like, you know, pod's a lot different. You know, podding's a lot different than radio. I'm like, Drew, please.
You know what doesn't make me feel comfortable is the fact that I'm going in there tomorrow, and I don't know what I'm going in there for, and he didn't know.
Yeah, he knows what your reputation is on this show, which is that you just pull off nothing. No, you can pull it off.
Hey, you know what I did today?
He's going to talk to you about the cult and all that.
I think I'm only going on for like 2 minutes.
What? Don't go all the way to Glendale.
Well, that's what his guy said, can you come by and plug your videos? And I went, yeah. And then because Drew's been.
Who's the guy?
His producer, Gary. Who?
Gary.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
Seems like a nice, super nice guy.
How old?
I don't know. I haven't met him yet.
Is he friends with Greg?
You know what? Maybe it's Greg.
No, it's Gary because he told me tonight and I said, Delabonte? That's big. How'd you get Gary Delabonte to produce your podcast?
So you know what I did, though? Which I thought I was very proud of and I thought was very commendable of me, is I did what was proper. Before, I got up this morning with plans to take care of something, but other stuff came up, and I took care of it over the phone. You know what it was?
No idea, Mike.
Talk about being a man.
Mm-hmm.
I called Donnie and Sandy to see if it was going to affect our friendship if I went on that show.
Oh, that's good. And what did they say?
They said, yeah, and act like we had a bad connection and hung up. Whoops.
I'm assuming that Donnie and Sandy both said, you know what, do what you got to do, no hard feelings.
They're so cool.
Yeah.
They're two of the nicest guys I've known in a long, long time.
If you see Corolla, though, spit in his face for me.
You know, you want to...
Did they say that?
I'll talk about that off the air.
Yeah, I got a lot of good news to talk to you about off air. Unfortunately, tonight's show, even Greg might admit, would have been the greatest show I think we've ever done if I could completely and totally disclose everything that's going on right now. But I can't. And it has nothing to do with the wife. Jillian's completely clean and all this. It has to do with business.
Oh.
And it has to do with things and stuff.
A lot of stress.
Not really. It's just typical.
I could tell last week you were bent completely.
About?
Work stress.
Yeah, a little waiting for a couple weeks. I got like some crazy shifts coming up. Poor Jillian doesn't need to hear about it again. But there's one day where I'm working from 8 a.m. until 2:30 a.m. And why till around 2:30 or 1:30 at least? The after disaster. So you'll get to see me that night. That's coming up in about 2-3 weeks. I'm going to be in rare form. Rare form. Very That'll stressful jobs, too. What's that?
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. All right, everybody. fantastic. Thanks for listening. I'm sorry I offended you, Greg. I know that a few other people, at least a few of the people on the message boards enjoyed it. Message boards. Boards.
I didn't see any people post on the message boards last week.
No one was posting?
I only saw like 4.
And were they all saying, Anderson, continue to interrupt him?
They had nothing to do with us. It was like somebody said something and then they were commenting on each other.
Scott by Scott set up like a live feed. So maybe those don't stick around. I don't know. But it's like, it's different. It's on the right hand side. I was reading some of it tonight. A lot of it was like, do they ever read this? Andy just read some of it.
Well, shit. I would read it after the show because I look at them. I look at the posts on.
I go through and I erase anything that's mean to me.
But I don't. I didn't know we could look at other stuff.
Oh yeah.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Can't wait to talk to you on the way home, Mike.
Bye.
God bless. Godspeed. What was it?
God bless.
What was it? It's not God bless. It was, God be with you.
Yeah. May
Every
God
week we
you.
Forget. God be with you.
May God be with you.
Happy Friday.
Well, now you can listen to yourself. Hi. You probably hear how fucking loud you were.
Hello? 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 Is this Anderson? Hello? Oh.
Anderson?
Holy shit. This is Anderson. This is John. Vincent, dude, do you hear this shit? I finally got through and the episode's over. Dude, call me right now.